From WIPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're on the record. Youngsters from families where money is tight and education and job opportunities may have been limited often don't see themselves as headed for college or a career. Enter Next Generation Scholars, a state effort to tell pupils about college and get them on track. We meet Nona Carroll, chief strategist for the nonprofit Maryland Business Roundtable for Education, which is working in five counties, and Andra Anderson, coordinating Next Generation Scholars in Kent County.
We're able to create an individualized plan for each of those students to help them think about, okay, well, if my goal is to go to law school or if my goal is to become a law enforcement officer, what do I need to do to get there? Because they might not be having those conversations at home.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. On Saturday, more than 200 middle schoolers from five counties around Maryland will descend on the Towson University campus. It's not planned to be your typical spring college visit, both because the visitors are starting young to focus on college and because they'll get time with professors and business people to get a deeper taste of what college feels like and what careers could be waiting. The day is part of Next Generation Scholars, a new effort by the state to give pupils from low and moderate income families some help in focusing on college and the possibility of a state scholarship. Next Generation Scholars operates in seven counties plus Baltimore City. Paula Mondragon Morales is a ninth grader at Kent County High School on the Eastern Shore.
Teachers ask you, or you know your family members, what do you want to be as when you grow up? I try to be a teacher because I know some students don't have the education to be someone in their life, and I really want to. I want to make a difference out in the world, that every student or kid can make a difference in the world.
Sasha Yevchenko, a seventh grader, attends Washington Middle School in Allegheny County.
It's going to be a fun opportunity for me to explore what I want to do, and I want to be in the law enforcement field. So I would be going to that portion of it to see which field I want to be in for law enforcement. I like the feeling of helping the community as much as I can, and it would be an amazing honor to work with different law enforcement agents, and it would just be a great opportunity for me to, well, keep myself out of trouble.
Kent and Allegheny are among the five counties where the nonprofit Maryland Business Roundtable for Education has a state grant to operate Next Generation Scholars. Nona Carroll is MBRT's chief strategy officer, and she's with me here in the studio. Welcome to On the Record, Nona.
Thank you for having me.
And Andra Anderson coordinates MBRT's Next Generation activities in Kent County. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Nona, the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education has been connecting business people with students for decades, right?
Absolutely. So for more than 25 years, MBRT has played an active role in supporting excellence and accountability in K-12 education to help Maryland students graduate from high school as college and career ready. So we have been doing this for a long time. We want to make sure that students are prepared for the workforce, and we really want to drive a world-class economy in Maryland.
So what's different about what you're doing now with Next Generation Scholars?
With the program, we have traditionally been in classrooms with our workforce volunteers through engaging those professionals as far as getting in front of those students and letting them know about the opportunities that exist for them during the school day. As part of Next Generation Scholars, what has been neat for us is that we're able to hire local professionals to actually work with these students who know their communities. They're engaging with the students on a daily basis, and we have a very targeted focus of students. So it's seventh through ninth grade students who are considered low-income students. They're engaging with them on a daily basis to make sure that they are preparing for that next level with not only the kinds of classes that they're taking, but making sure that they are keeping up with their grades, because ultimately we're trying to make sure that these students have the opportunity to take advantage of a guaranteed access grant that will help pay for their schooling once they get into college.
You've covered a lot all at once. One of those professionals that you talked about is Andra Anderson, who is with us. Andra, tell me a little bit more about the young people you're working with. 7th through 9th grade, disadvantaged families. What else should I know about them?
Yes. So these are students. Some of them are first generation students. So maybe their parents did not go to college. Maybe even their siblings did not go to college. So when it comes to thinking about the future, they might not be having the conversations at home that some other students whose parents did go to college are having. So this gives us a chance to let them know that there are options, that they have opportunities if they want to advance their education beyond high school.
And is there an academic requirement? Do they have to meet certain standards?
To be part of the Maryland Scholars Program and then also to be considered for the Guaranteed Access Grant, they will have to have a minimum GPA somewhere between 2.5 and 3.0. Some of our students, and again, they're in 7th and 8th grade, and for example, at Kent County Middle School, they don't necessarily calculate a GPA yet, but the students know how they're doing in the classroom. And we talk about that when we meet with them one-on-one. And so we want to encourage them once they get to 9th grade that it's going to be on their record, 9th through 12th grade. If they decide to go to college, their GPA will be tracked. So starting to form the habits now of getting good grades, studying, showing up to school will prepare them for 9th grade when it actually goes on their transcript.
So tell me more about what you do with the students.
Sure. So we have 3 main engagements with the students. The first one is just a getting to know you. What do you think about the future? Have you thought about life after high school? Have you thought about what you would like to be when you grow up? What kinds of classes do you like taking? What's a little bit of a struggle for you? How are you doing with behavior and discipline in the classroom? How are all of those different elements going? What activities are you part of? How do you spend your time outside of school? So we kind of set the stage. And then from that, we're able to create an individualized plan for each of those students to help them think about, okay, well, if my goal is to go to law school or if my goal is to become a law enforcement officer, what do I need to do to get there? Because they might not be having those conversations at home. So we're able to kind of craft a plan for them that's very individualized and strategic so that they stay on course. And then we also have a engagement where we're learning how a growth mindset, how to train the brain. So we have a little bit of fun with that activity. And then we have a 3rd engagement where we talk about, what are you doing over the summer? So we have a little bit of a gap between when the school year ends and the next school year begins. How are you keeping engaged over the summer? So we're able to provide some opportunities for them. What exists locally that they can take advantage of? How can we help them take advantage of them?
And I want to get back to this idea of the grant because it is important to Sasha. Sasha told us.
There is free money in a grant to go to college, which could really help take the stress off me and my mom paying for colleges.
No, this grant is essentially a scholarship.
So it is money that students will be able to take advantage of that they do not have to pay back. And it's really focused on the students who will qualify for Pell Grants. So those students who fall within a certain income limit, that is where they would be able to take advantage of that guaranteed access grant.
And it's a significant amount of money toward tuition.
It actually, for the Maryland, University System of Maryland, if students go to a school within that system, they will have 100% of their school funding paid for.
But that's only for a Maryland school, right? The grant is only available if kids are going to a school in Maryland?
That is correct. However, the services that we provide are going to be for all of those students.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Nona Carroll, Chief Strategy Officer of the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education, and Andra Anderson, who coordinates MBRT's activities in Kent County. We're talking about Next Generation Scholars, a set of state grants to nonprofits to give pupils from disadvantaged backgrounds a running start preparing for college. Andra, how would you describe the challenges you see your pupils confronting?
So one of the biggest challenges is parent engagement for Kent County specifically. So kind of coming up with different ways to engage parents so that they are part of the process, they don't feel overwhelmed or intimidated by it, and they feel like they're in the conversation. I have actually had a couple of parents who wanted to be part of the conversation that I'm having with the students. So that has been welcomed. I'll take that. They didn't understand the process of what do I need to do for my son to go to college. So I'm happy to have those conversations. And being located in the county and knowing the county so well, I'm able to meet them at that level, able to meet them where they are at the community center, at the school, after hours, those sorts of things. So that has been one particular challenge. I didn't know going into it how the district would feel or the teachers would feel, but that has been amazing. Teachers have been overwhelmingly supportive. The administration has been overwhelmingly supportive. They see this as a great opportunity for the students. So I've been really excited about that.
What kind of reaction are you getting from students?
So for the first meeting with students, some of them were surprised. Me, you think I can go to college? This is a conversation that you're willing to have with me, as if maybe nobody had those conversations with them yet. And again, we're meeting with 7th and 8th and 9th graders, so sometimes the conversation, even at school or with teachers, doesn't necessarily start until high school when it comes to thinking about college. But we're starting it with 12 and 13-year-olds. So for some of them, they're really excited that this could be an opportunity for them, that they were part of something that was exciting and could give them options for post-high school life. They're excited about the opportunity to visit various colleges. 95% of them had not visited a college or university before, so they're really excited. As Nona had mentioned, some of them haven't crossed the Bay Bridge before, so the Towson program will be exciting, as well as the Bowie State program for some of those students to see the other side of Maryland.
Do you get the impression that it is changing how some of them view the process of studying and engaging in school?
The hope is that it will change. I think it might be too new, but as we continue to work with these students and I see them, I mean, I'm in the schools every day. Hi, Miss Anderson or Miss Andra, they all call me something different, that they'll see me and think, oh yeah, I need to do my homework. We talked about this, or, you know, I talked about what I need to do to be successful to get into eighth grade, to get into this CTE program at Kent County High School. And the hope is that they will continue to develop those habits, will continue to have those conversations with them.
How do guidance counselors at schools feel about this? Is it an intrusion or a welcome addition?
In Kent County, my office at the middle school is actually in the guidance counselor suite. So I work very closely with the guidance counselor and the guidance secretary, and they're able to provide some good insight into the students that I'm meeting with. They don't see it as an intrusion. There's one counselor for all of the students in the middle school, and that's grades 6, 7, and 8. So it's an extra set of hands, an extra set of eyes, an extra set of ears. So it's been very welcome there. In the high school, there are two counselors for all of the students, grades 9 through 12. So again, it's an extra set of hands and eyes and an extra set of help for these particular students.
And just to add, when we had our initial meetings with the district offices, we wanted to make sure that the guidance department was involved in that. And so our partnerships are set up in each district to really partner with the guidance counselor, the school counselor, to make sure that they are helping to reinforce the goal of making sure students are college and career ready, and asking where else can we help. So I think that's been the really neat part of that partnership.
We need to take a short break. On the record, we're talking about focusing middle schoolers on college or career with two people from the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education who are involved in that work. When we're back, we'll look at some of the similarities and differences around the state. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Stick with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about getting pupils to focus early on their options for college and or a career. Although median incomes in Maryland are among the highest in the country, more than 4 out of 10 students receive free and reduced price meals. That also makes middle schoolers in 7 counties plus Baltimore eligible for a tailored introduction to getting ready for college or a career. Nonprofits with a track record in that work have gotten state grants to implement a program called Next Generation Scholars. One of those nonprofits is the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education. Its chief strategy officer, Nona Carroll, is with us, along with Andra Anderson, who coordinates MBRT's activities in Kent County on the Eastern Shore. Nona, Kent County is just one of 5 where MBRT is operating. Explain how that came to be. Why so many counties?
So for the last 25 plus years, we've operated as a statewide organization. The Next Generation Scholars Grant actually is available in 8 different counties. And because of our relationship with the Maryland State Department of Education, as well as the local districts, we identified 5 of those counties that we felt like we could really make a deeper impact in. Because of the openness of the school administration, as well as our previous relationship with the schools that the administrations actually had identified as part of their county grant. So for example, in Kent County, we're in Kent County Middle and High, but we partnered with the district to identify which of those schools we would deliver the services to. And so in an instance of Wicomico, we are in only 1 of their 3 middle schools, which is Wicomico High, and then Wicomico Middle as well.
And you're also in Allegheny County and in
Caroline and Dorchester counties.
What differences do you pick up among these different counties and the children that you're working with? Or do the similarities outweigh the differences?
There are a lot of differences, and that has been, I think, the fun of getting to know the districts over the years. For Western Maryland, the community is a very close community. They do have different types of challenges. I know that I've had personal conversations with our coordinator about some of the challenges that the students are facing, where they have seen parents overdose. They have a really big opioid epidemic there in Western Maryland. We know that it is a statewide issue, but I've seen that more in Western Maryland than I have on the shore. For the shore, those other 4 counties, the students that are coming over to Towson, it's, for a lot of them, it'll be their first time coming over the bridge. It's exciting for their parents to think about that possibility, but it's also scary because they feel like what I hear is, that once their student leaves, they're afraid that they won't come back. And so we want to make sure that we're engaging with the community as well so that the students are being exposed to the workforce opportunities within their communities so that they know that there is an option to come back to the county after they get their degrees.
Your support and services are available only in specific schools, but the possibility of the college grant for children who achieve a 2.5 grade point, that's available to any low-income student in Maryland, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And last year, only about 1,500 students took advantage of that guaranteed access grant. And so having this program really helps to make sure that we're focusing on getting more students ready and prepared for that.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Nona Carroll, Chief Strategy Officer of the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education, and Andra Anderson, who coordinates MBRT's activities in Kent County. We're talking about Next Generation Scholars, a state effort to help young people from disadvantaged families learn about college and get on track if they want to pursue it.
This day, this experience that you're organizing for the students on Saturday at Towson, you're calling it Discover You at Towson U. What will it entail?
We're really excited. The day is going to be made up of really hands-on sessions with various staff and faculty at Towson, and then also some of our business volunteers that have presented in the classroom as part of our Maryland Scholars Program. And there's going to be a session on engineering, a session on cybersecurity and discovering IT options. There's going to be a session on law enforcement, which I really hope that student from Allegheny County is coming. That will be very exciting for that student. And we're going to have a drones session, which will be, I really am excited for that one. And then there will be different tours of the campus as well. So they're going to get these hands-on engagements at the school, but then get a chance to see, what does Towson have to offer? Is this a place that might be a good fit for me if I decide to go to college?
Now, Nona, you had a day like that at Frostburg State University, right, for the Allegheny students?
That is correct. And we also had a day at Chesapeake College back in March for the other four counties. So it's really that opportunity to see the campus, see what programs the campus has to offer, but then engaging, again, the local professionals who can also show, you know, that relevance of content in the work that they're doing in a really hands-on and engaging way for the students.
And what kind of plans do you have for the summer?
The plans for the summer vary by county based on what the county will offer. We're fortunate in Kent County, there are a number of programs offered through the schools, through the community center, through local businesses, and I have a number of students. We're hoping to have about 40-45% engagement of our students taking advantage of these summer programs. So as we meet with them and we understand their interests and maybe what activities they're excited about, we can kind of match them with a program and help provide that opportunity for them to take advantage of those local summer activities.
Right, and so that's actually funded through the grant that we will be able to offer, those opportunities to them at no cost, essentially. And we're also bringing in some camps, like a drones camp. It's a week-long camp with Global Air Media, where in Wicomico and Caroline counties, they don't have as many opportunities for summer engagement. So we're bringing in some of those camps as well. And then we'll be doing another Saturday learning session, except on a Friday, at Bowie State University.
For all of your students?
For all five counties, correct.
You are working with 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And assuming your grant is renewed, will you keep working with this cohort?
Yes, we'll work with 7th through 9th graders, but we hope to follow those current 9th graders into their 10th grade year and then all the way through their senior year. So as we're making this individualized plan for them, we're following them through their academics, through their extracurriculars, and then helping them once it comes time to applying for jobs or applying for scholarships or applying to college in their senior year. So the hope is to keep following the current 9th graders.
But in year two, we'll add in the new 7th graders. So they'll pick up a whole new group of students that they'll work with.
Well, I wish you luck with all this.
Thank you.
Andra Anderson coordinates activities in Kent County in the Next Generation Scholars Program. Nona Carroll is Chief Strategy Officer of the Maryland Business Roundtable for Education, which has the state grant for Next Generation Scholars in five counties. We have a link to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. In Baltimore City, a different approach. 9 nonprofits have grants from Next Generation Scholars to amp up the work they do to help young people start early to plan for their futures. The nonprofits include KIPP, Next One Up, Higher Achievement, The Y of Central Maryland, College Bound, Medical Education Resources Initiatives for Teens, or MERIT, the University of Maryland School of Social Work, and Morgan State University. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on The Record. Come back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.